My name is John Arnold, and I want to welcome you to the Practical Disciple mini course called Time to Change. Just a quick word about me. I am a pastor of a Presbyterian church. I am a father of two teenage kids, a 13-year-old and a 16-year-old, and I'm a husband to a lovely wife whom I work with. And I author this blog, and that means I'm a very busy guy. I have to juggle homework schedules with kids and going to games and getting posts put out and writing sermons and doing pastoral care. And I have a tremendously active life, and I have a lot of people ask me, how do you get done everything that you do? And this course is an effort to glean the best of the best time management solutions that I've found that help me get things done and share them with you. And what motivated me to do this was, it was two things. A few years ago, I was talking with a woman who was a doctor, and she was talking to me about all the people who come through her door and they struggled with depression. And she wondered why that was. And I told her, I said, you know, I think part of the problem is we have lost any sense of rhythm in our culture. The rhythm of our culture is go, 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 go. And there's never time to pause. There's never time to just rest and relax and recuperate. And we pay a huge price for that. And, you know, God didn't create anything out there that doesn't have a rhythm to it. You can look at nature, and plants and animals all have to conform to seasons. There's a rhythm to the day. There is a rhythm to the year. And people seem to be the only thing that are living without a rhythm right now, that we just keep pushing harder and harder. And what I'm going to do in this course is I'm going to share with you all the best of the best time management solutions that I found out there that work. And these are the things I use every day in my life so that I can be an effective pastor, be an effective dad, be an effective husband, achieve the goals that I'm working toward and the things that I think God's calling me to do. It's also, I'm hoping, going to help you carve out space where if you want to be reading your Bible, you'll have the time to do that. If you want to have a deeper, richer, fuller prayer life, you'll be able to do that. If you have goals that you've been sitting on, things that God's been calling you to do that you can't find the time for, then hopefully, finally, you're going to be able to do that. So that's what this is all about. And over the next 2 weeks, every day you'll be getting an email from me. And in that email, you'll have a task, some simple application to try, and a little bit of teaching around that. And I'll tell you some stories along the way about things that personally have happened with me that worked or didn't work around all of those tasks. And so that's where we're headed. Well, with no further ado, let's get started. And the first thing I want to start with is what we do. Specifically, I want to start with creating a to-do list that matters. I have had a couple eye-opening experiences around to-do lists. I need to say this first off. If you're not an avid list maker, that's one of the first things you need to learn how to do. When I was a young man, I encountered this other young guy in high school, and he seemed so together and so on top of it. And one of the things I noticed about him was that he took copious notes and made lists for everything that needed to be done in his life. And he was achieving far more than I was. Now, it was kind of the first glimmer I got of the power of having a list. Now, you may be sitting there and thinking, I make lists all the time. I've got lists everywhere. I've got lists on the back of envelopes and napkins. I've got lists in notebooks. I've got lists everywhere. Not all lists are alike. Let me tell you a story about lists. Well, probably about 2 years ago, I was every day cranking out a to-do list. And my to-do list might be 20 or 25 items long. I mean, I would think of everything that I thought I needed to do, should do, wanted to do, and I would write all those things down. And it was a demoralizing experience because, first off, it was unrealistic. I could never get it all done. and I kept carrying things over from list to list. Another thing I did, and don't laugh too hard at this because I bet some of you are out there doing it. I felt so beat down by my list that sometimes I would do something that wasn't on my list and I would go back and put it on my list and cross it off so I'd feel like I was getting something done. Well, one day I realized that this was just an insane method and it wasn't producing the results I wanted. And I decided that I was going to focus my energies. And I instead pared it way back and I made this big list and I shoved it to the side and I said, okay, now I'm going to make my realistic list. And I called it my Big Five. And this started about 2 years ago. I would sit down and I would write out five things that I was going to work on and five things only. And I didn't allow myself to go back to my other list until I had accomplished those five things. And this very quickly gave me a lot of focus. But it wasn't until maybe 6 months ago that I figured out how to tweak that thing to really get the most out of it. And what happened was a friend of mine, Allison Lewis, she wrote a book called The 7-Minute Difference a couple years ago. I loved Allison's book from the get-go. Recently, she came out with a planner. And in the planner, she talked about having 5 by 11. And it was like a light went on for me when I shifted from just having my Big Five to making sure I did my Big Five by 11 o'clock every day. And here's what happens. When I had just five things I was going to focus on, I was getting a lot better at getting those done, and I was gradually chunking things off of my really long list. But what happened is I would come into the office and a lot of times other stuff would immediately start pulling me around. I'd start to reacting to what was coming into the office and I would be pushing back and pushing back those five things until the end of the day. And lo and behold, I'd get maybe two or three of my five done and all this other stuff would be done, but it wouldn't really be what I needed to get done. Well, when I started doing what Allison said of taking my Big Five and trying to get it done by 11, made that my priority, I saw a huge leap in my productivity. Because what would happen is all those interruptions, and we're going to talk about those in the next video, all those interruptions I would push to the back burner of the day instead, and I was unwittingly prioritizing. I was taking the five goals I had for the day and I was putting them at the front of the herd so that they got the lion's share of time and attention. And that drove my productivity way, way up on the things that mattered most to me. So tomorrow we're going to look at the interruptions. We're going to talk about that a little bit. But here's what I'd like you to do today. Go ahead and make out one of those crazy long lists of, you know, everything you can think of that you need to do, should do, it would really be nice to do. Create this sort of master list of all the stuff that's in your head that needs to be attended to. Now, once you have kind of brain dumped that out, I want you to shove your list to the side. I want you to get a blank piece of paper, and I want you to write down just five things that you're going to try to do by 11 o'clock tomorrow. It can be big, it can be small, it doesn't matter. Just five things that seem like the most valuable ways you could spend your time, and try to make it a priority that those will get done by 11 tomorrow. Now, here's a key. You always want to do that the day before. Don't wait to get in your office or get up and do it in the morning. Go to bed knowing what your top five are going to be. It will make all the difference in the world. Well, that's your first tip. Work on creating your list of Big Five. Try to get them done by 11. And I will see you in the next video.